All right. So, hey, good morning, everybody. This is Colonel Ryan Dowdy, your Chief of Talent Management Office. And what is our third podcast in a series on the assignment cycle and talent management? So first of all, I want to thank everybody for all the great feedback we've received up to this point with respect to the new assignment preference sheet. I acknowledge early on there were glitches in the rollout of our new forms, and your patience, your input really helped us in getting it ironed out so that it is the product we need and that you need for us to constantly communicate about your careers, your next assignment, and your career goals. All right, a couple of things I'd like to emphasize before we get into the real meat of this particular podcast, where we're going to talk about what is next once your assignment preference sheet comes in. And I don't know if I've emphasized enough in the first two podcasts the importance of your leaders. And so I want to take a moment to really talk about that now and place significant emphasis on that and their role in this entire process before we talk about the procedures that will follow the submission of your assignment preference sheet. So your leaders, whether it's your staff judge advocates, your deputy staff judge advocates, your RDCs out there, you name it, those leaders out there that TJAG has entrusted to run your organizations. They're TJAG's agents. They have years of experience and have been through this multiple times. And so for especially our more junior officers, do not hesitate to work through your leaders. They have a significant role in this process, and they've got great input to provide you and to help shape your expectations, your career goals, maybe even help you think of things you haven't thought about before you look to ask for what is next. So I can't emphasize that enough. So please ensure that each of you are working through your leaders as you finalize what you want to ask for next and how you lay out your 5 and 10 year plans. All right, so what is next? So for our field grade officers, you should know that your assignment preference sheet is due on 15 August, just a couple of days from now. Many of you have already submitted, so thank you. For those of you that are still working through what you'd like to ask for, I understand that. Go ahead and try to get that taken care of before the deadline. If for some reason you run into a problem where you're unable to submit it, just let us know. We will work with you. For our company grade officers, 31 August is your deadline. Again, same thing. Please work with your leaders. Get the details finalized. Reach out to us if you have questions. We'll get that submitted. All right. So what happens after that? We, the talent management office, we collect all this information. We'll come back to you if we have questions. We are in communication with your leaders to discuss both the needs they have for their office, inbound and outbound, and the individual needs for those officers that work for them that are leaving. This will lead into the worldwide CLE, which if you don't know what that is our annual continuing legal education meeting, gathering of all the leaders in the Army JAG Corps who come together there in Charlottesville for a week's worth of CLE and to meet with TJAG. What we do there, though, is we will meet with your leaders and discuss in more depth their needs and your needs with respect to your moves and your future. And again, can I emphasize enough the importance of you working through your staff judge advocates and your other assigned leaders? Right before the worldwide CLE and mostly after the worldwide CLE, we'll also have a series of meetings that are called the General Officer Steering Committees, also referred to as the GOSC. That is for our field grade assignment decisions. And the GOSC is led by our DJAG, General Borchardt, and will be attended by the One Stars. We will go into the GOSC and we will brief your requests and the needs of the Army and the JAG Corps and our recommendations on how to realign everybody's assignments to meet both the needs of the Army and your career goals. That's for our field grade officers. Once the GOSCs have met, and it's a series of meetings that will start just before and flow after the worldwide CLE, they come up with an approved slate. It's just a list of the names to the jobs that we recommend, and that goes to TJAG for final approval. Our goal is to be through the GOSCs a couple weeks after the worldwide CLE so we can start issuing assignments and get everybody that we can in the field grade population assigned as quickly as possible. All right, for our company grades, those assignment decisions will be made through coordination with your leaders and our discussions with you. And then the talent management office. And you don't go to a GOSC. We will inform our senior leaders how we're aligning our company grade officers, but Those decisions will be made faster, but with a lot of input from your senior leaders. Again, our goal is to get the assignment instructions out to you for predictability as fast as we can. So what is going to be a little different this year than previous years is that we're going to do rolling assignment instructions. We're not going to wait for entire cohorts to be decided before we kick out assignments. We're going to kick them out the minute they're approved. Now, what are the benefits of that? Well, we can get the bulk of you assigned as quickly as possible. What are going to be the drawbacks of that? The drawback is going to be that there may be some changes later in the assignment season that have to be made for things that are just not foreseen, whether it's a health issue or some other issue that causes us to have to make changes in the eaches. But we think by and large, we'll be able to get the, in aggregate, the bulk of the cohort assigned faster so they can have more predictability and plan for their next move. Now, what I will ask for you though, is to be patient in this process. Some of you, we're gonna communicate to you if you're being considered for multiple jobs, or if you're, for instance, a very senior captain that we need to fill, may need to fleet up and fill a major's position. We're gonna let you know that individually. Do you understand why you maybe are not getting your assignment instruction as fast as some of your peers? But I just wanna go ahead and let everybody know now what our plan is, so that when these assignments start rolling out, you're not wondering why you haven't got yours yet. We're just going to start cutting them the minute they're approved instead of trying to hold them and do them in bulk. In conclusion, I just want to close again, emphasizing yet again the importance of your leadership in this process. So please confer with them. Don't overthink the assignment preference sheet, and don't overthink for our field grades, the General Officer Steering Committee process. It really is designed for us to identify the needs of the Army, the needs of the Corps, and best align that and your career goals and needs. Not all of you will get exactly the job you're asking for, but I assure you, we're going to come back to you and explain to you why you got the job you got and how it fits into the larger picture, both for the Corps and for your career progression. In the end, time and time again, in my experience, those of my peers and those I've led that maybe didn't get the job that they thought they wanted on the back end of that job talked about how amazing it was and how much they grew as a judge advocate and a leader. Look forward to talking to you again soon. Look forward to working through this with you together. My talent managers are all here to field any more questions you may have, and have a good day.